Some speakers at the Republican convention are defending President Bush's record on Iraq. His record is also an issue for the president's opponents. On Sunday, protesters carried flag-draped coffins through New York City to symbolize the American dead. For a status report on what's happening on the ground in Iraq, we've contacted NPR's Ivan Watson. He's in Baghdad and has traveled across Iraq since the start of the conflict. Now, Ivan, it's been about 2 months since the U.S. transferred power to Iraqis. How has the war changed?
Steve, just last month we saw some of the fiercest fighting in Iraq since the U.S. invasion. The U.S. military clashed with a Shiite militia in the southern city of Najaf, destroying much of the center of that city. And it was a victory, a military victory for the U.S. military. But officers I spoke with down in Najaf said the insurgents were better organized and better trained than even the Iraqi army was at the time of the U.S. invasion. Right now you have tanks patrolling Sadr City to the northeast of Baghdad, where there has also been fierce fighting. And we just had a series of mortar attacks at the building I'm in right now in the so-called Green Zone, where an Iraqi legislative body is meeting for the first time.
Now, a lot of this fighting was seen as a test for the new Iraqi government. Based on what you've seen and heard from Iraqis, is this new government seen as credible?
Steve, it's definitely a step up from the U.S. occupation authority that was led by Ambassador Paul Bremer up until 2 months ago. But the new Iraqi government has some real legitimacy issues still, especially because the Iraqi security forces are so weak, so poorly trained still to this day, and so poorly motivated. The Iraqi government still has to rely immensely on the U.S. military to carry out any force to try to extend its legitimacy. And in the eyes of some Iraqis, this is just a puppet government to this time. However, others are really hoping that this government can try and assert itself, that it can succeed. They're desperate for an improvement of their situation.
What kind of progress is being made toward elections?
Well, right now, as I mentioned earlier, there's a national council that's meeting for the first time, 100 people who were appointed through a conference a couple weeks ago, and their job is to help organize elections that are scheduled for January of this coming year. We'll see whether that can come together. There is the threat of terrorist attacks and insurgent attacks. For this council to meet, it has to meet behind the concrete barriers and machine gun nests of the U.S. military. This new Iraqi government is really under siege right now.
And have you been able to get a sense of how the reconstruction of Iraq is coming along?
Well, I did an informal poll of some folks we know here about electricity. That's a good way to measure this. And they told me, Iraqis in Baghdad, the electricity is better than it was last summer, the first summer of U.S. occupation. These days, when it's good, people have electricity for 4 hours, 5 hours a day, and then off for an hour. When it's been bad over the last month, they have power for 3 hours on, 3 hours off. So the reconstruction is moving in fits and starts here. A lot of the foreign contract work has virtually ground to a standstill because the insurgents have been taking foreign workers hostage. We had 12 Nepalese killed here yesterday.
And you mentioned that people are desperate for improvement in the situation. Are they optimistic that things are going to improve?
I think the atmosphere is better to say resigned, Steve. Iraqis have seen so many changes in their country over the last year and a half. They're really polarized the society here. There are those who think it's okay to kill Iraqis who are working with the new Iraqi government, and others who are risking their lives to work with that Iraqi government to try to build some kind of new democratic Iraq, the kind that Washington has been talking about.
Ivan, thanks very much.
You're welcome, Steve.
That's NPR's Ivan Watson in Baghdad.